sanctuary in Keithville, Louisiana, Chimp Haven is preparing to receive 10 chimpanzees newly retired from biomedical research. The National Institutes of Health announced last week that 110 chimps at the New Iberia Research Center in Lafayette will no longer be used in research. Linda Brent is president of Chimp Haven, which currently houses 110 chimps retired from government research programs.
There's been a long trend in terms of reducing the amount of research done on chimpanzees, and you know, you really have to hand it to the scientists and other people that have developed alternatives to using live animals in the types of research that they have been used in the past.
Brent says the retirement of these chimps is a major step forward, and it signals that the federal government is moving away from this type of research. The NIH currently has 563 chimps in research. Brent says there is legislation afoot in Congress to ban all chimp research in the United States. The Great Ape Protection and Cost Savings Act passed through a Senate committee in July.
There's less than 1,000 still in research, although New Iberia facility was still breeding chimpanzees. All the other facilities had stopped, and so it is something that we can solve.
Brent says Chimp Haven is in contact with the NIH and other government agencies trying to promote the sanctuary and its mission. She doesn't want to see 100 of the retired NIH chimps transfer to a research lab in Texas, despite the fact that they won't be used in research. But she says she's already thinking about how to expand Chimp Haven and its fundraising efforts in anticipation of more federally owned chimps to be separated from research.